And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes about. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sweat. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's grind when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks.
Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. We're live on the sixth day of November, and we welcome you aboard WCR 507 around the world on the Jewel of the South. Well, we got a great message for you tonight. Finding your ark on the mountain. That's going to be the title of our message tonight. So we want you to call a friend and tell them that Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call is on air. We've got a great bit of information concerning survival. Remember now, last Sunday night we did the second part on all things in common. This is actually the third part, titled The Ark on the Mountain. Well, in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 37 through 39, we find instructions that the Messiah told us to look for in the last days, as it was in the days of Noah. So all shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, his coming is a transformation. There's going to be perilous times. Satan is going to do his best to actually forbid the coming takeover of planet Earth. You see, Satan has been in control of this planet. His children have been running this planet for centuries and generations. It's the reptilian race, as we call them. It is a people that claim to be someone that they're not, but they have deceived the whole world. And by these principles, tonight we're going to find a place for you to park your ark in the safety of the mountain. You know, the Bible says, let those in those days flee to the mountains. Now, I feel in my spirit that the mountains of East Tennessee, Western North Carolina, and the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia, and the Cumberland Mountains and the Appalachian chain, going all the way up into Maine. And oh, what a tremendous amount of interest and great people that we have in the great state of Maine. I wouldn't believe it that so many Yankees up there know what's going on and what's coming down. And to them, brothers, we share a common bond, because it'll no longer be North versus South. It will be South taking the hand of our brothers in the North and to the West and to the East, and we shall overcome. For as it was in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. And they did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So it will be in the coming of the Son of Man. Now, I want to ask you something here. The meaning here that we just expressed in scriptures is clear. The attitude of people in Noah's day is going to prevail again just before the terrible times. And you say, well, Pastor Brady, we don't believe in any terrible times is coming. Well, they are. And I can assure you, as Paul said, in the last days, perilous times will come. 2 Timothy 3:1-5. The Apostle Paul told Timothy to remind us that the carnal attitudes and activities of those people of that day, or this day he was talking about, would characterize the last days. But this shall they know, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Now, ladies and gentlemen, with the threat of flu, bird flu, with the threat of biological nuclear exchanges, with the threat of terrorism all around the world, nobody's safe at any time anywhere, with the waves of the sea roaring, as we find in southern Indiana and northern Kentucky today, that those tornadoes have killed over 20 people. This is what I'm talking about, sudden destruction. When they say peace, you see, we live in such a high-tech society that we can get immune to the conditions of the days and let them pass us by, meaning that we get accustomed, we almost get a lust for the blood that we see draining from the bodies of humankind around the world, and wars and rumors of wars and pestilence and earthquakes and famines and the waves of the sea roaring. Nobody's safe anywhere at any time, but the Bible indicates that you can be safe if you will come to the point that you can open your eyes as did Noah and go to work on your ark. See, every man today has to bear his own burden. You can talk about it, but unless you begin to act about it, when these terrible times come, and they're coming in waves, and they will only increase in intensity until the time will come that brother will rise against brother. That's coming. And you say, oh, Pastor Buddy, you're just one of those doomsday prophets, but as it is, the sun will come up in the morning and everything will continue as the same. It won't. There is coming a time when your house will be reckoned and you will be either saved for knowledge's sake and acting on the knowledge, or destroyed for the lack of it. And that's exactly what we got when we depend on the system to support us. You know that most people live out of a grocery store, and that they have probably at the most, before they begin to starve, and some a lot less than this, but the average person, or let's say the average family, has enough that they can rake and scrape for 5 days when the supermarkets close down and maybe the water is turned off, and all of these luxuries, all these conveniences, and we have to become self-reliant. If you haven't made provisions, if you haven't parked your ark on your mountain, if you haven't, as Caleb said, give me this mountain. Well, the father parked the ark of Noah's day on a mountain. Isn't it strange that he would pick a mountain to place a large boat? And we actually know the size of this boat, and it's tremendous that he could park it in a mountain range somewhere. But that's exactly what he done. This is a symbol of what he's trying to tell you. That you in the last days must provide an ark to park in the mountains. Now, if you have access to the mountains, you're most fortunate. And the mountain chains that I just listed to you is appropriate for safety. Now, there's other mountain chains that you can get to. But the first order of business to find safety and security in land survival is to find a place where you know it will survive the coming great shaking in the land. It's going to be, as the Bible says in the book of Matthew, it's going to be a time of trouble, such as the world has never known. Now, that's in Matthew chapter 24, by the way, verse 21 through 22, a time of a great distress, as it reads here in the King James, such as there has never been before since the beginning of the world and never will be again. In the time of troubles, that time will have to be cut short. If not, then the flesh of Jacob's covenant would be violated or voided, and that's not going to happen. You see, when it says that except those days be short, there'll be no flesh, so that's talking about the house exclusively of Jacob Israel. As it was in Noah's day, his generation had almost been exterminated, breathed out of existence, if you will, by the race mixing and the mongrelization of the seeds of Genesis chapter 6 through chapter 10. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you tonight to think about getting ready to park your ark on a mountain of safety. Now, it's going to take several people with many communities around the nation for this survival. Remember, he's going to have to cut the time short, and he said, except. And that means that only a few are going to be preserved in the ark of safety on a mountain somewhere, those obedient, those that are willing to sacrifice, and those that are willing to gather in a time of trouble. Now, I know it's very convenient. I know that Babylon is so habit-forming that we enjoy it so much. And by that, I mean that we love the pleasures of Babylon rather than the hardships of preparing an ark, getting it ready. And when I talk about an ark, I'm talking about you as an individual. Parking your ark, your temple, if you will, wherein dwelleth the generational genes that would carry on the house of Israel, if so be you are an Israelite. You have a covenant. And ladies and gentlemen, Satan has a plan to destroy the very elect and would deceive them if it were possible. But the Father he's raising up prophets in the last day to herald a warning for a gathering. Now, we don't need a large mountaintop gathering or a Waco-type example. We need men and women that wants to come back to good, old-fashioned living. Now, the Bible says this. Listen to what it says. It says, see and ask for the old path. In other words, stand in the ways, is what it said. And see and ask for the old path, which is the good way, and walk in and find rest for your soul. Now, I want to ask you a simple question for you who are honest, sincere Bible students and men and women that would hazard your life or make hardships to make sure that others of your own progeny could survive in a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. You see, we're going to have to get to the mountains. We're going to have to find adequate land to grow our crops, and we're going to have to be prepared with an emergency preparedness plan. Most people don't have one. Most people, their emergency preparedness plan is to listen to the television to tell them what to do. And in those days, when you run to the shelters, you may be just doing exactly like they did in New Orleans. When they ran to the shelters, they were cut off, isolated, without food, without water, and without protection. Rape, looting, it was awful. This is an exercise that shows you that Babylon is inadequately prepared for what's coming, because they don't even realize the scope of what's coming. Now, you've got to have a provisional plan or an emergency preparedness plan, and that plan should be starting to be enacted as I speak. We should be about our Father's business. We are together in small groups, and we should network the area of where we at to prepare in case that we need to flee to another city or to another mountaintop or another place of safety, that we should have friends that would receive us, or likewise we would receive those in need. Greater love hath no man than he that would lay down his life for his brother. And it's going to come to the point where, if you really think back, let's say 125 or 30 years ago, when the Western adventurers, people here in the East, were adventuring out into a land of unknown. They were heading out west in the wagon trains. They left with hardships. They faced uncertainty. They went in search of their Garden of Eden, or their place of destiny. Many died, never realizing a dream, but there was enough that had that dream that they survived. And they survived through hardship. Have you ever thought about if you didn't have a convenience store on the corner, a 7-Eleven or something of that nature, or a Publix or a Kroger's or a Food City, as we call them here in this area, if you didn't have something to sustain you in a time of trouble. Now, we know that in the event of a major catastrophic event, for instance, nuclear war, you think a grocery store is going to stay open? Get real. How long could you survive if we had an event of such magnitude? When martial law would be declared, traveling would be restricted, and food would become scarce because of transportation. You see, martial law will commandeer all of the transportation systems, roads and highways, for the Emergency Preparedness Act, which will, in effect, shut down all of your commerce overnight. Now we're in a catch-22, but did you know that people 125 years ago made preparations for long journeys or for hardships? They endured without a 7-Eleven on the corner. They didn't have do-it-your-way at Burger King. They hunted for their food. They fished for their food if they were fortunate enough to have a river or a stream or a coastal area nearby, whether they could catch fish or hunt animals. You need an abundant supply of wildlife. It's going to become very important. Now listen to what I'm saying. These are prophetic utterances right out of your Bible, the day that he said for Noah to prepare an ark. He automatically gave us a comparison chart for our day. That means that we must, in effect, prepare our ark to head for the mountains. Now, by finding adequate land, remember I said land with water is essential. It is the utmost importance to have good quality water. And in the event of nuclear or other events that happen that could actually pollute the water, and there's many scenarios I can name here, but mainly you need a filtration system that will purify at least the drinking water and the water that your animals drink. That way you're going to have to ban your livestock from drinking out of the natural systems that have become polluted, and that is a possibility. It may be remote or extreme, but there is a possibility that your water could go bad. In that case, you must have a purification system designed or installed or ready to employ for your safety. Now, another thing, get your go kit. Now, this is what I'm talking about in relationship to nuclear war. Get you an emergency plan for you and your family. Head for the mountains. Get in an ark of safety with other people of like mind, small groups, centrically located in safe zones that you have done your homework on. You know, for the last few years, I have studied with men of great minds in preparedness. I've studied with men that know exactly what's coming down. I studied with men that know the general area of gathering possibilities and the option that we all have to face and the choices that we must make. These are critical. And to do it now in the time of safety, that we would not panic in a time of trouble. How long could you survive without a supermarket on your corner? And you say, well, Pastor Buddy, I'm not really planning. There's so much that I've got to do, and so many things that I need to take care of. I've got to work, and I've got to feed my family. You see, ladies and gentlemen, that is one thing that the devil does, to get your heart full of fear, to get you into denial. The Bible said in the last days that they will be eating and drinking and being merry. You see, as long as the local supermarket is open, and that's what's going to be happening until the time of trouble such as the world has never seen, that's when they'll close. And they've got them planned to close, to be perfectly honest with you. There needs to be, listen to me very carefully, this is a planned event. There needs to be either a third world war, and I predict it's coming soon, or some natural calamities, and I predict they're coming soon, to reduce the world's population. Now, it could be a biological attack, it could be a chemical attack, it could be a near explosion attack, it could be a nuclear blast attack, it could be a radiation threat, and you need to get what you need in a kit, an assembled kit, to survive, and there's things that you need to know. Now, we have information that might help you if you want to write us, and it's an introduction to an assembly go kit, making an emergency plan for your future. And you say, well, there's more important things to do. I've got to get a fishing boat, or I've got to get a ring, or I've got to have some type of a luxury rather than investing my money in a mountaintop retreat, or hide myself in the mountains, or have a place to flee to in a time of trouble. I'd rather have the luxuries of Babylon. Did you know the Bible said they love the pleasures of sin more than the pleasure or the service of Yah? Now, you're going to have blankets, solar blankets. I'm not talking about just your normal blanket, but you're going to have solar blankets outside to keep you warm. You're going to have the renewable energy radios that has no batteries. Now, there's several options that you can get there. You're going to have emergency flashlights with no batteries required. You're going to have that. You see, batteries will actually corrode in your unit. If they're sitting for over a couple of years, you're going to have corrosion, and they probably won't work in a time of trouble. So you need a renewable energy flashlight, renewable radio. You need solar blankets. You need storage water bags that will keep your water clean. You need first aid kits, and you need meals ready to eat or something appropriate in that, maybe freeze-dried foods. And they offer a variety of these foods, and these are quick getaway foods. In other words, you can carry them with you with minimal effort. And this is what we're talking about. You need anti-radiation pills. You need to know where to get them. We've got brothers. I had a brother from Illinois that brought me an emergency kit here, and it's called a CDV-7777. 7-2 radiation detection kit. You need one of those. It was very thoughtful. It was very, he loved me, and he was concerned for me to have one of these in the event. And he also brought me some radiation tablets and things of this nature. And so, you see, people that love you will be concerned more for your future than they are for your past. Most people want to wallow in the past, and they can't forget, and they can't forgive, and they can't overcome all these things that they think about in the past or the pleasures of the present. Think about the hard times. We're going to have to go back and dig in the earth. We may not have mules and horses or tractors to do our farming. The ancients didn't. They took what we call a good old mattock down here, a matlock, and they dug their way through these hills of East Tennessee, and it's called cleaning up the new ground. I've done it many times and sowed crops in new ground, and the soil was very fertile. You need to know about soil. You need to know about how to tend the soil, what it needs. There is men that have this expertise. I was talking to one of my brothers today in Mississippi, and talking to one of my brothers up in Maine today. And from Mississippi to Maine, people are concerned. They're reaching out for common ground to park the ark. And I want you to really be concerned that that needs to be in your agenda. What to do, where to keep your supplies. You need a list of those suppliers that can help you obtain what you need quickly, and you need to get them now. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, we went through that in Y2K, and that didn't happen, that didn't come down. Ladies and gentlemen, I maybe suspect that that was the sleeper to rock everybody to sleep, to get you discouraged, because we preached this doomsday scenario so long that it's now hitting deaf ears because things continue on as they were. And that's what the Bible says. They will begin to mock and say, well, things continue on as they are. Where is the promise of his coming? As in the days of Noah, when he worked feverishly. Remember, after he built his ark, and the door was shut, then he's going to try to attempt to flee to you, because they haven't prepared. There's going to be many people perish because they failed to prepare. Everyone needs a getaway. I'm talking about everyone needs to park their ark on a mountain of safety somewhere within the vicinity of those that you can shelter with, and those that you can trust, and those that you can labor with and break bread with in confidence and love and integrity and character, knowing that you love them much more than you love yourself. And greater love has no man than this, to lay his life down for his brother. And that's what we're talking about. Talking about getting back to character. Talking about getting back to integrity. Talking about getting the job done. Now, maybe it's that your job would not permit you at this time together, but you could share in the expenses. You see, it's going to cost. Land is now becoming so valuable. I know here in Tennessee, land that used to be for $1,000 an acre has now jumped to $2,000. Or to 3,000, and I'm talking about land that is not very good. I'm not talking about quality. Land that is quality will cost you anywhere between $10,000 and $15,000 an acre. Now, if you get 100 acres, you can see exactly where you're going to in the exchange of monies that it's going to take to secure a deed of trust to the property, which you must have. And it must be in a place that is away from huge, large populations. Otherwise, you're not going to survive. When the time of trouble comes, let's suppose that all of New Orleans was non-serviceable, meaning that they couldn't get food and adequate supplies in to feed this large contingent of people. Ladies and gentlemen, they're going to come out hunting for food. And this ark, a scavenger, will eat anything, so will it be in those days. And we have a history of record that Israel went through these trying times of the past when they had these famines and pestilence and trying times and times of trouble, that they actually boiled their own babies and ate them in the camp where they resided. You say, oh, that's funny. That would never happen again. That was for those days. Well, listen to what the scripture said. There is nothing new under the sun, for what is to be has already been. And so then, that's coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Have safety, have a plan, have it secured, make sure it's going to be defendable, because the time could come. We don't know. We can't blame our government. They do the best they can, as it is in Babylon. And we know that Babylon someday in the future, in some short time, I predict, Babylon as we know it, the system of control, orchestrated government, be it good or bad, it is going to change dramatically overnight, and Babylon is coming down. It's going to fall within an hour, so you need to be ready when Babylon falls. You know what we're going to have? Complete, utter panic, fear, raving maniacs, hungry people, desperate, would kill you and even drink the warm blood that flowed from your veins to survive. Ladies and gentlemen, you have never seen the nature of man until he hungers. I know. I've seen the examples. I do know that a plane crashed upon a mountain in a certain country abroad, high in elevation, and the people literally cannibalized the parts of those who were killed on impact. They actually ate dead, frozen bodies that they would actually lay. They didn't have any way to build a fire. They would actually lay on the bodies to thaw them out, that they could tear at the flesh and eat raw flesh. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, that ain't going to happen. I'm telling you that the nature of man to survive, especially when he's unprepared, those that have prepared, those that have entered the ark of safety, those that have taken the mountain, as Caleb said, Yah, give me this mountain. And he extracted the enemy. They threw them off the mountain. These were giants in those days. And everybody today has a giant, a problem, something they can't overcome. At least they think they can. But the Bible says you can do all things through him that strengthens you to get you prepared for the day, that the hour that no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, according to Matthew 24, verse 36. But according to Matthew 25, 13, watch. You must be a watchman on your mountain where your ark is parked. This ark could be you and your family. You have choices now. While there is safety in the time of trouble, you need a refuge to flee from. Did you know that the Bible said that they had cities of refuge when they were in trouble to flee to? They were seven cities designated and designed in the mountains of Israel. Maybe you've never heard about that, but it was a refuge to flee to in a time of trouble. You need that, and it's called tonight in our message, as it was in the days of Noah, when Noah built the ark, shut the door, and those who were left outside began to beat upon the door in realization that it was too late, and the Bible said these wicked people perished because they were unprepared. And is it written in the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So self-reliance and self-determination, our own ignorance is our enemy, and we need to be prepared for nuclear terrorist or natural disasters. It could come down and happen anywhere at any time, at any moment, on the unsuspecting. And like I say, maybe you could contribute working somewhere in the cities to the financial obligation of at least 12 to 15, maybe to 20 families if we could find enough land. And what you do, you deed to everyone involved in financial obligation, you deed a portion of that property. Some can pay more and some can pay less. But together, a few contributing what they can to the land that could be turned into, if you will, an oasis in the time of trouble, an ark of safety in the time of trouble. That's what Noah was told and instructed, and this ark survived the flood, and it stayed upon the waters for many days. It was tossed to and fro. There is going to be a cleansing, a salvation, a baptism, not of water, but a, as the Bible says, a fire. A fire is something in the nature of a nuclear holocaust. Whether that's coming or not, it's not important. It's the point is to be prepared irregardless of what happens. Are you getting my message tonight? Finding land that's adequate to grow food and grow this food and have a preservation process for food. Canning, we got a short time, ladies and gentlemen. If we were working 24/7 today, we would still be behind by many years. We got to get caught up. We got to get together. I know people that have farms, and I am so thankful and pleasantly surprised at all the interest that's been shown in our series of All Things in Common. I have had call after call of people that expresses their concern, and several men and women that have a property that they would be willing to share with a group of saints of like men. And the Bible said they have all things in common, and they spoke the self same thing. Our language today is going to have to cease from pleasing Babylon, or carrying a mortgage for Babylon, or serving Babylon, or having the pleasures of Babylon, to going back to the old-fashioned way of survival. I could say 150 years ago, how did these people put their provisions in a wagon and live out of their provisions that they had prepared long before they made the journey? There is ways, ladies and gentlemen. If there first be a willing mind, this is acceptable. The Father wants us to get into a willing mode and prepare. And he says, therefore be you also ready. For the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect. In other words, they're going to be saying peace and safety, and then will come sudden destruction, a time of trouble. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm just giving you the Bible. I'm not trying to scare you. I don't want to associate with scared people. People that are scared are unprepared. People are scared or fretting. Their hearts are bothering them because they want to do good and can't do it because they've got other things, just like Lot's wife. She wanted to go to the mountains. Remember what the angels told Lot and his family? They said, flee. And where to? The Bible says, flee to the mountains. And so Lot and his daughters and his wife begin their journey toward the mountain. They were taking their arks, their own bodies, if you will. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Probably Lot did not have a lot of time to prepare. But we know that evidently he was prepared for a journey to the mountains to sustain him until he would have time to put his seed down and to grow crops and to begin to have a family. Although it was incestuous at that time, it was permitted as the sons of Moab, that's who they were, the sons of Lot, and the daughters of Lot begin to procreate through a common thread of bloodline of family. Well, I hate to tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, but that's exactly what the house of Israel is. They're all kin. And so then, we have a royal seed, a royal bloodline, a people of like nature, those who can blush with a conscience revealing to themselves and to others that the time is now, even at the door, and except these days be shortened, that type of people, the seed of Israel, the flesh of Jacob, will not survive. But the rest of the world will survive. And there's plenty of them out there that will survive, and that's the people that are going to be eating and drinking and being merry right up until the time of disaster or the time of trouble. And we're assured by the prophecies of the scriptures of Jeremiah, chapter 30 and verse 7 and 8, that Jacob and his offspring, what's few are left, it's going to be a few, will be preserved and delivered from that time of trouble. Oh, glory. And it's going to be a people that have purposed, a people that have sacrificed. Maybe you could keep working on your job and you could make payments toward your little ark on the mountain with like-minded people. We accept that. If you're qualified and we can check you out and your character and your purpose and your determination is that, that you can meet that the qualification list and the several qualifications would have to be told you before that we would accept you into the movement. But we don't want, we're nonviolent. We don't, unless that we have to fight, and we will fight in the day. The Bible says, get you a sword, and those swords will be there for the purpose of defending our progeny and those we hold dear and sacred to our hearts. Of course, we would defend our land. And that's a God-given sanctioned right to defend our property and our loved ones. When there's anarchy, and it could be, I hope not. I hope that the United States government survives. I hope that we overcome. I hope that we get better. I hope in all many things, and I hope against hope. For I know that my wisdom and my knowledge tells me that evil men will wax worse and worse until there is a good versus evil confrontation, and it's coming on sooner than you think. So be you also ready, for you know not in one hour, what hour, that the Son of Man will come. Now, let's talk about the quality of the land that we need. There, the land must meet qualifications by those who put their head together and predetermine what qualifications that we need. First of all, it has to be in the proper geographical area of safety. Now, that comes through much prayer and much fasting. I've had the Father to speak to me about these regions here. He told me one time in prayer and fasting that this area would shake. Now, I took that to be major earth changes or earthquakes. But here's what he gave me a comfort on. It will remain. And that's important. Let it shake, but pray that it will remain. So then, with the mountain chains that we have here and the rivers and the water system that we have, all, I believe, designed, pre-designed by the Father for a place of refuge and safety. Now, the Colorado Rocky Mountains is beautiful. I've never been there. But I have friends that have been there and some that live there that call me every once in a while. And they really love that area. But I also know that that area could be in extreme danger according to some of the things the Father told me. But let's all pray that we are in a place of safety. I certainly will not recommend living in the coastal flatlands around our nation anywhere, and particularly in the state of Oregon and the state of Washington and the state of California. Please, if you live from California up to the state of Washington, take my advice to seriously consider relocating. You say, oh, it's beautiful, it's pristine. We've got forests, we've got mountains, we've got the ocean. That's the problem. In ocean area states, in other words, states that have ocean access, are going to be in extreme danger. The waves of the sea are going to be roaring. The volcanic activity there in Washington State, and this will include Oregon and parts of California, maybe the northern regions of California up in the mountains. I've got a good friend that lives near the mountains near Las Vegas. And it is beautiful. And Gordon, that may be a safe area. But still yet, I would relieve or remove myself from the obligation of being in those states I just mentioned. Also, you want to get away from the coastal areas of Florida and maybe South Carolina. and maybe North Carolina and Virginia. Although I tend to think that North Carolina, at least the upper North Carolina area of the coastal areas, on up into Virginia, up to about Newport News, where I was stationed in the Army. And a father spoke to me in those days and said that that would remain a safe area. However, there's other problems with that area in the coastal places where that people are attracted to that you don't want to be around. You want to get out of those places and flee to the mountains where, you see, only the Irish, the Scottish, Germanic, Israelites are prone to live on the mountains. And that's why I love East Tennessee. Scottish, Irish, Germanic peoples settle in this area, and they still are here. And they hold on to the land dearly. They protect it. That's why that land in Knife County is practically unavailable. It's keepsake land, keeping it for their offspring. And that's wonderful. But there is available land in other areas. We have done our homework. We've checked around. And for those of you who have called me and offered me land, let me tell you how deeply I appreciate it. And if we don't come, it's not because we don't like it. It means that what we'll do, we're going to continue on with communicational network as long as it's possible to stay in touch with those that contact us. And we're going to have people of like mind, good character, people that are not hobbyists, wanting to overthrow the government. This is the most foolish thing. Let the government do what it's going to do. Obey those who have rule over you, and if they want you to get a set of driver licenses, for heaven's sake, get you a set and quit trying to play the anti-government game. Don't play that. Don't do that. Be faithful to your Creator and be harmless like your Creator. When he was asked to pay his taxes, he volunteered to do so. It was a miracle how he paid it, but that's what we're talking about now. Miracles. Parking your ark in the mountains of safety. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're praying about. And it's the Holy Spirit that is guiding, directing, and urging everyone involved here in this country and around the world on WWCR, the transmitting jewel of the South. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got 9 transmitters going out of Nashville, Tennessee that's carrying this message around the world at different times. Check your local listing or check with a WWCR where you can get the Shepherd's Call. And ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to have my website, simply go to PastorBuddy.com. That's www.PastorBuddy.com. And you will find that we have hundreds of hours of messages like this posted on the website under archives. We have articles written. We have links to other brother of like mind. So then there's hours and hours and days and weeks and months that you could just have to review our website. That's PastorBuddy.com. If you're having trouble getting linked up, just simply call me tonight. I'm live on WWCR out of Nashville, Tennessee. I'm on the transmitting jewel of shortwave radio. None like it. Nothing comes close to WWCR. Clear Channel around the world, through Europe, through Scotland, through Ireland, through Germany, through France, through Spain, and in the Caribbean islands. Did you know there's a large Israelite congregation in Brazil? Did you know there's a lot of Germans in Germany that are particularly interested in the message of the Shepherd's Call of Pastor Buddy and his supporters? I have many that support my message. They love me. They care for me. And they help me to get our message out where I can work 24/7. I don't have to go out as I used to and skin my knuckles on these jobs that I did as a woodworker, losing some of my fingers and things of this nature down through the many years that I've worked in public works. And now people that are working in my place, tied into our ministry to help us get out the word in the last days. Well, we believe, not because we have something to say, but because we believe that the Father has chosen us as one of His last day prophets to sound the alarm, to get you ready to take your ark into the mountain and the time of trouble for the safety's sake, for you and your loved ones and your family. Now, we can't, of course, take in everybody. We're going to have to be very selective. But we can, after we start the ark of safety compounds, we can spread or help assist other gatherings, small gatherings, as I would say. We don't want a large presence to intimidate or to make people afraid. We want to be a hardworking few that shares the integrity and character of our soul. We don't want to do any harm to anybody. We will defend ourselves, like we said, and that's just only nature. Everybody in this nation would take up arms to defend the country of the United States. I volunteered in 1955 for service for America, and I served my country, and I would have died for my country. I still love my country, as bad or as many negative things that I can think about it. She still is the premier nation in the world. There's none like her. Why? Because she is a coveted place. Well, my time is coming up, believe it or not. And I've got to get out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to Pastor Buddy Shepherd's Call. I'm live tonight. You can call me at area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. And you can write me. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, and the zip is 37824. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, with the zip being 37824. Now, I'm going to give you those one more time, and I will go very slow for the sake of you and the first-time listeners. We have many first-time listeners calling in last week. I say, Pastor Buddy, we just found you on the radio. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've been here for several years, and we preach every Sunday night with my sponsor, Dr. Gary, and our supporters in various parts of the country that contribute to the expense of our radio. We are going to increase our radio time. We feel like it's time to launch out with more radio time. And it's going to take money. If you'd like to help us on that, and you have anything that you can contribute, I'd like to get on satellite FM radio. And that's where we are considering going to. But we're going to stay with WWCR. That's the home station where we do our flagship transmitting on WWCR live on Sunday night at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. So if you'd like to help us, just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, it's 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. I'm going to spell that for you. It's two words, N-E-W-T-A-Z-E-W-E-L-L. New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. Again, my telephone number, area code 423-626-2172. If you have land that you think would qualify, we don't want to move there and just move in on you. We would like to pay our way for land that we would consider to meet the obligations of our faith. We've had several offers, like I say, and we appreciate every one. We won't reject any offer of land. If you can see your way clear to let us live there, then that means that we can put more assets in food storage and things of this nature that we think that is absolutely necessary to fill the ark of safety on the mountain of Zion. We're talking about the mountains, ranges of here in this area. It could run from here to Maine. It could run from south of Georgia. I don't want to go any place below Georgia, but I would consider Alabama, beautiful state. I love it in Alabama. I love it in the northern part of Arkansas. I love it in Tennessee. I love it in Kentucky. I love Mississippi, especially the northern part, away from the river and the coastal areas. I love it in North Carolina. We have all our festivals in North Carolina, the beautiful mountains. We just had one of the most tremendous festivals in the mountains of North Carolina in Bryson City that Sister Pam and I have had the pleasure of attending. We've attended festivals for the last 15 years, and it was one of the best. Miss Pam said it was the best, and I said, well, it got close to being the best, but we've had some great festivals, and I couldn't rank it as the best, but it was up there among the best. And that's what happens when good quality people meet to put their heads together to serve the Creator. That's what we want to do. We want to be a blessing to Him and to His people wherever they congregate. So then, if you'd like to call us tonight, area code 423-626-2172. My mailing address again is Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, if you'd like to call my sponsor tonight, Dr. Gary, and this will help him. If you buy products, he has products that he offers, and we only make less than 10% on these products. A lot of times, Doc just mails them out to people that's in need, and they want them, and he never gets even a check or a thank you for it. But if you have a credit card and you'd like to contribute or order products from Dr. Gary, you can do so tonight by simply calling a toll-free number through the business hours of 9 to 5 Eastern Standard Time, as well as Central Standard Time down in Mississippi. That's where he's located. It's 1-877-289-7439. That's 1-877-289-7439. Dr. Gary, what a wonderful man he is. And you'll find him a delight to talk to, and he's got more expertise and more common skills knowledge than a lot of men that I've met. He's one of the top men. He's my closest friend and ally in our radio show. We've got others that I love dearly, and they support me to keep me financially going. And to many thanks to those. And I send out my heartfelt thanks and appreciation. I deeply appreciate it. And if we can gather up enough finances to go on satellite radio where it will be commercial free, and you can hear the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy around the world on FM Clear Channel satellite radio, let's make it happen. Praise Yahweh. If you can help me tonight, give me a call. If you just want to talk and say howdy, give me a call. If the line's busy, don't worry. If you'll leave your number on the message machine, I'll call you back online. That's how much I love you, how much I appreciate you, and how much I love to talk. I'm here 24/7, unless I'm on the road traveling. And I'm a full-time Holy Ghost gospel of truth man. I only want truth. I don't want anything pancaked. I've been in the religious movement for over 50 years. I've studied the Bible for over 50 years. And so I know what's on the next page. And I know how the denominational system works. And I know why it's designed and they designed it. So if you're looking for truth and you want to park your ark on the mountain, let's get together tonight and do so. Well, Yahweh bless you is my prayer. I'll see you next Sunday night.
Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne, and at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around, whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down from the man who comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big drum. voices calling, voices crying. Some are falling, some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the storm. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for me to kick against the prick. In measured a hundredweight and penny pounds, when a man comes around.
Four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.